Moving on now, Saudi security forces arrest dozens of peaceful protesters, including women and children, in the capital Riyadh. Protesters had gathered to demand the release of their relatives and jailed activists. Protesters had rallied outside a human rights office in Riyadh. At least 6 children, 23 women and nearly 30 men were arrested. They were calling for the release of prisoners they say have been held for long periods without trial. Images from the gathering show heavy security presence. All protests are banned in the kingdom. Amnesty International has many times called on the Saudi regime to stop using excessive force to suppress protests. To put this into context, I'm joined from Louisiana by Hisham Tilawi, host of the Current Issues TV and radio show. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Tilawi, Saudi Arabian forces keep attacking peaceful protests and arresting people. Just why do you think international bodies in Western countries are not reacting to the situation on the streets of Riyadh and have largely remained silent on this?
Well, this is the double standards that we have been watching here throughout the last few years, where if the protest is blessed by Western powers, then it's okay. And they will go after the regime if the regime shows a little bit of defiance to the protesters. But since the Saudi Arabian regime is a regime that is protected by the United States and others, actually, as a matter of fact, when this story broke out today, I was trying to find it on other media outlets, such as like CNN and others, and unfortunately, I couldn't find the story on Al Jazeera or CNN or anywhere. You know, there's a lot of stories about other things of insignificant measures that took place in the world that have been reported on, but this story in Saudi Arabia and Riyadh, it has not been reported on. Of course, they don't want to show that, as it is in other Arab countries, that people are taken to the streets, that everything is supposed to be okay in Saudi Arabia, that people are not protesting, even though in many areas of Saudi Arabia, there have been protests by people demanding, you know, the different things, either the release of political prisoners or et cetera, et cetera. But as we see, it has been suppressed in the so-called international media.
Indeed. All right, Hisham Tilawi, host of Current Issues TV and radio from Louisiana. Thanks for your time there, sir.